Okay. Last time we were discussing about saying Ritzei and Yala V'Yavo and what happens if you forget in all those cases of Ritzei and Yala V'Yavo. Okay? So, we had discussed somewhere in the middle of this year, we talked about if you have Sudah Shlishit, Shalash Shudas, and we said that if you forgot to say Ritzei, you do not go back. We mentioned because there were some opinions that felt that you, even though we don't follow this generally, that you do not need bread for the Shalash Shudas meal. There was an opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan I did not quote yesterday, and the Aruch HaShulchan felt that if you accept upon yourself Shalash Shudas with bread as a chiyuv, then you would need to go back for Ritzei. What's very interesting is that most people who eat only bread at Shalash Shudas for a chiyuv kind of accept it upon themselves. But it seems like this is not the common psak, that most people say even if you accept it upon yourself as a chiyuv, the Ketzos HaShulchan felt that if you, even if you said it as a neder, you said straight out as a neder, promise, I am going to keep Shalash Shudas and have Lecha Mishnah and Shalash Shudas every week, you still do not have to go back for Ritzei. So that's the way most people follow. But there would be some people that would go back for Ritzei. What about if I have another meal on Shabbos? Let's say I have a fourth meal. A fourth meal is not a chiyuv on Shabbos at all, according to anybody. Well, not really according to anybody. There was an opinion in the Gemara of Rav Chidka that you're supposed to have four meals on Shabbos, but we don't follow that. So the way we follow, nobody believes that a fourth meal requires, has a chiyuv. And a fifth meal definitely doesn't have a chiyuv. Sixth meal, let's say on Yom Tov, Shalash Shudas, the third meal is not a chiyuv at all. Shalash Shudas is only a thing on Shabbos. It's not a halacha on Yom Tov. So let's say on Yom Tov, you have three meals, a third meal after your two meals, a fourth meal. Or on Shabbos, you have a fourth meal, a fifth meal. So obviously you would not go back for Ritzei either, right? So it's, or for Yala V'Yavo for Yom Tov, according to anybody. The only reason I bring this up is because the poskim say that even though those meals have no concept of chiyuv at all, if you were to forget Ritzei in your fourth or fifth meal that you're having, or you were to forget Yala V'Yavo in your third or fourth or fifth meal that you're having on Yom Tov, you still can say the bracha between Bonei Yerushalayim and starting the fourth bracha. You're still allowed to say that bracha with Shem Hashem, with the ending. You're allowed to say that bracha. So even though, and you would, of course, in the fourth meal, say Ritzei when you're actually benching, or in the fourth meal, you would say, or Yala V'Yavo, depending on the day. So if you forget, you still don't have to go back, no different than Shalash Shudas. But similar to Shalash Shudas, if I have extra meals, I am allowed to insert that bracha. If I forgot Ritzei or Yala V'Yavo, I am allowed to insert that bracha between Bonei Yerushalayim and the fourth bracha. But if I were to start the fourth bracha, I do not go back. So it's the same halacha as Shalash Shudas. It's the same halacha for either Shabbos or Yom Tov, any extra meals. Okay, so that's point number one. What about Rosh Hashanah? So if I forgot Yala V'Yavo, do I have to go back? Well, we already said for Sfardim, women and men, you don't have to go back for Yala V'Yavo except for two specific meals, which were Pesach night, first night of Pesach, first night of Sukkot, which that set first night of Sukkot doesn't apply to women. The for women, Ashkenazi women, they also don't have to go back for general yuntiv meals. We explained why yesterday. What about for Ashkenazi men? So there's a debate between the Magen Avram felt that as opposed to a normal yuntiv meal where a man has to go back and say Yala V'Yavo again, for this particular meal, for Rosh Hashanah meals, you don't, because there was an opinion that you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So even though we don't follow that, because of that opinion, you don't go back for Yala V'Yavo on Rosh Hashanah. The Eliyahu, great other post-take, argues and says that because we don't follow that opinion, you would go back, a man, not a woman, a man would go back on Rosh Hashanah. So, because a person feels like for tshuva that they'd want to fast, and maybe it's a day where you're technically allowed to fast, maybe you don't have a real chiyuv of suda. That's according to some opinions. So you're allowed to do that for the purpose of tshuva. So does this affect women at all? And the answer is yes. So if it, the other thing the Magen Avraham mentions, if you remember this when we went over, and we're going to be talking about these brachos later, but we went over the Rambam, one second, when we went over the Rambam, we mentioned, as we talked about, that when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, in between, the bracha that you add when you forget Ritzeh and Ya'alav Yavo, in between Bodei Yerushalayim and the fourth bracha, has we say the Shem Hashem, right? And we have a chasima, we have an ending. For Rosh Chodesh, the Rambam did not say the Shem Hashem, which, as we'll see later, is more of the Sfardi Psak. Ashkenazim, many of them say the Shem Hashem for the Rosh Chodesh one, but that doesn't finish with a bracha. Everybody agrees, except for certain Rishonim we'll get to, but the way we follow, everybody agrees that you don't finish off with a bracha. So according to the Magen Avraham, men, women, it doesn't matter. If you forget Yalla V'Yavo and Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to say a shorter version of the bracha, just like Rosh Chodesh, with no ending. Not going to get to what that is. It's in your venture. But you say it with no ending. But according to the people that argue, the Knesset HaGdola, he feels that you should say it with an ending because, again, you're technically, we follow that you're not allowed to fast. So the Magen Avraham equates it to Rosh Chodesh because he thinks that there's, since there's an opinion that you have to fast, I'm sorry, that you can fast on Rosh Hashanah. So even though we don't follow it, it's enough to not make men repeat. And it's enough to not have an ending for the bracha, to treat it like Rosh Chodesh. But the other poskim say that you would actually finish off with an ending, and it seems like the Mishneh Berurah kind of might lean that way, although it's not so clear. What if I, on Shabbos, let's say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos Chol HaMoed, somebody asked me this yesterday, and I was going to go over it anyway today. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and Shabbos Chol HaMoed. On Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed in general, do I have to go back? Does anybody have to go back if they forget Yalav Yavo? The answer is no. As we said, why? Because there's no obligation of a Suda. But what happens when it falls out on Shabbos and I forget to say Yalav Yavo next to Ritzeh? Do I have to go back? In fact, today I do have to eat a suda. So the way that we follow is that you do not have to go back even on Shabbos. The reason being because the Chiyuv Suda has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. It only has to do with Shabbos. It's one of the main reasons given. So therefore, even on that day, you would not go back for Yalav Yavo. Nobody would go back for Yalav Yavo. Okay. Yeah.
Would this apply also to like extra brachos that you would say for other simchas that you would require a suda like a Sheva brachos?
Okay, so Sheva brachos is one of the topics coming up, so I'll save it for then. Okay, it's actually one of the things we skipped to get to the next halacha, so we're going to go back to that. Hadis. Oh, it's the exact case I'm about to talk about. So Hudas just predicted the next thing. Famous question. So I start eating. Let's say I start eating Shalosh Hudas 5 minutes before Shkia. And then after Shkia, I continue eating for a while, right? That's your question, right? And I continue eating for a while. Do I say Ritzeh in benching, right? It's Shabbaton. I think they bench this time before Zmiris, but usually like they'd be finishing like an hour after Shabbos, right? And benching then. So do I put Ritzeh into that benching? The same question is, and this happens on most perms for most people, Because most people start the Purim Suda late and they finish it late at night. What about Ala Nisim? Do you say Ala Nisim at night after your Purim Suda? So there's a tshuva of the Rush. The Rush was asked about this exact question. Motzei Shabbos, I continue eating past. I'm going to bench after I'm going to bench later at night. Do I say Ritzei? And the Rush said no. And the Rush said he tried to prove it from an interesting case. If I forget a tefillah, I can make it up. It's called Tashlumin in the next tefillah, right? So I double the next tefillah. What happens if I forget Mincha on Shabbos? So I say two Marivs. In that Mariv, the second Mariv, which is for Mincha, to make up for Mincha, I have no mention of Shabbos at all. So the Rush says, you see from here, that once Shabbos is over, it's over. Because when I make up that Mincha, since I have no mention of Shabbos, if I daven Motzei Shabbos and say two Marivs, I don't mention Shabbos at all. So because of that, that would prove that I don't need to, I don't say Ritzei. He then tries to bring another proof. There's a Gemara which talks about if I'm, it's Erev Shabbos, and there's a whole debate of what I do in terms of making the meal. Do I stop? I'm in the middle of a meal. Shabbos comes. Do I stop, make the meal, etc.? And the Tosefta, written by the Tanaim, the Tosefta, says that you would say Ritzei on Friday night when my early meal continues into Shabbos, which seems to imply you go after now. You don't care about anything that happened before. Just like Friday night, I would say Ritzei when the meal goes late. So Saturday night, it would not say Ritzei because you go after what's going on now. That was the opinion of the Rush, the Meiri, some other Rishonim. The Or Chos Chaim, quoted by the Beis Yosef, and although some people quote that what he quoted is not actually in there, but it's a whole separate point. But the Or Chos Chaim and the Hagos Mamanios, two Rishonim, felt that you always go after the beginning of the meal, right? They don't say this exact logic. There's a whole question about do they both follow the same idea, but the idea is you go after the beginning of the meal. Haskalas Hasuda, Hatchalat Hasuda. So Haskalas Hasuda, you go after the beginning of the meal. The Shulchan Aruch seems, and the Ramah, and almost every Posek, seems to follow the second group of opinions. And therefore, when you eat Shalosh Hodes, and you start before Shkia, because if you started after, number of issues, but you're not necessarily going to, it's not really starting on Shabbos. But if you start before Shkia and then later at night, I finish 2 hours later, I would say Ritzei in benching. This is what we follow. We go against the Rush. The Shulchan Aruch seems to follow that we would say Ritzei there. The Shulchan Aruch seems to contradict himself because all over by Purim, he says you say Ala Nisim at night. Here he says you say Ritzei Motzei Shabbos. But by the Friday night case, he said you say Ritzei also. So everybody is confused. He's contradicting himself, right? Why would you say Ritzei when your meal goes into Friday night? You should go after the beginning of the meal. So the Ramah, and the Ramah there argues and says, we don't say Ritzei because we have to be consistent. We go after the beginning of the meal. So the Magen Avraham explains that the Shulchan Aruch was not sure what the halacha was. So we figured you should always add in each case, you should always add in the extra thing. He says it's not a hefsek. You might as well mention Ritzei on Motzei Shabbos and mention it on Friday night. This way you're covered. So that was the explanation of the Magen Avraham, meaning make sure you mention it, but he wasn't 100% sure whether we go after the beginning of the meal or later.
Do you not say the
Ramah says the Ramah says straight out that we do not say Ritzei Friday night. The Shulchan Aruch, though, contradicts himself. So he's explaining the Shulchan Aruch meant that we're not 100% sure, but we say the additional thing just to be careful. There is one interesting twist to this halacha. if you were to have davened Maariv, Motzei Shabbos, before you finished the meal, let's say everybody agrees on this. If I, let's say, I was in the middle of the meal and I got called off to Maariv, Motzei Shabbos, and I already davened Maariv, I declared it weekday, even if I forgot to say Atachon Antano, but I declared it a weekday. So I could no longer say Ritzei. If I heard Havdalah, I forgot to bench, and I didn't want to miss all the, you know, the Havdalah at Shabbaton, and I heard it, and I didn't bench yet, when I go back to benching, I could no longer say Ritzei, because that would be a contradiction. I can't declare something as a weekday with Havdalah or with davening, and then say Ritzei right afterwards in benching. So once I have declared it as a weekday, either through davening or Havdalah, you cannot say Ritzei anymore. So that is the halacha. Basically, everyone seems to agree in general on these halachas. Next time, we're going to get to different halachas where they argue. Orel.
So what if you finish eating right before Shabbat?
If you finish eating before Shabbat ends, you definitely would say Ritzei. Oh, one more thing, girls. One more thing on this before I forget, because one quick thing. Just like Shalosh Shudis, you would not, if you forgot to say Ritzei, you would not go back. But not only that, in the case where you're saying Ritzei when Shabbos is already over, when it's after Shkia, if you forgot to say Ritzei and it's after Bonei Yerushalayim, you do not say that extra bracha. That bracha is gone, meaning we are strict to have you say Ritzei, but not only do you not go back, but you cannot do the inserted bracha between Bonei Yerushalayim as opposed to Shalosh Shudis. Again, if I finish after Shabbos, right? I'm going to bench after Shabbos. I'm going to add Ritzei. But I can only add Ritzei. Once I missed it, I finished Bonei Yerushalayim. There's nothing I can do. I can't do the additional bracha. I can't go back. It's done. So we're not going to allow that as opposed to Shalosh Shudis, where I can add the additional bracha. Okay, Hudis. No. It's if you said Havdalah before you benched, you can no longer say Ritzei because you've already declared it a weekday. Ritzei is mentioning Shabbos. If I said Havdalah, I already declared it as a weekday. I can't say Ritzei anymore. Okay, girls. Thank you.